The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Start the day the Torah way, Chof Sivan, 12th of June, Rabbi Eli Brunner, the Parsha theme. It says in this week's Seder, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Val Pi Hashem Yisol, Es Mishmeres Hashem Shomoru, Al Pi Hashem Beyad Moshe. Klal Yisrael encamped by the word of Hashem, and they traveled by the word of Hashem. Es Mishmeres Hashem Shomoru, they guarded the guarding of Hashem, Al Pi Hashem Beyad Moshe. Now one may ask, since we're expecting Mashiach at any moment, how can we possibly immerse ourselves in any menial work of everyday life and even make plans for the future? The answer to this question, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal, can be found in the way that the Mishkan was dismantled and erected. Often, Klal Yisrael would stay encamped in one place for a considerable period of time, as much as 19 years. So the need for fully erecting the Mishkan with all the labor involved was understood. But sometimes the cloud remained just for a few days, and sometimes the cloud remained only from night until morning, which meant that they had to move on. So what was the point of the hundreds of man hours involved in erecting the Mishkan if it was to be dismantled so soon afterwards, sometimes even the following day? However, the Gemara says in Eruvin, Daf Nun Hei, since they encamped by the word of Hashem, and they traveled by the word of Hashem, each encampment was not considered to be transitory in nature, because the direct divine command to camp at that point conferred it with the importance of a permanent settlement. Likewise, while it is true that our current work is transitory in nature, for Mashiach is about to arrive at any moment, nevertheless, since in our daily work we are following the word of Hashem, which we know to be the Rotzon Hashem, we should view what we are doing as having the utmost importance and be enthusiastic in carrying out the finest detail. Incidentally, the Shloah HaKodesh says, it's from this pasuk, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisol, we are noyeg, we have the minig. Whenever we want to go to some place, we say Im Yirtzeh Hashem or Be'ezus Hashem. We don't just go stum in the Weltterrain. And this is based on the fact that whenever Klal Yisol traveled or stopped their travels, it always says, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Val Pi Hashem Yisol. There is a problem with this part of the pasuk, because we finish off when we say, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Val Pi Hashem Yisol, we add in, Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe. Now we have a klal, we have a rule, based on the Gemara in Megillah, that kol psuke de loy poske Moshe anan loy paskinon. We are not allowed to join two psukim together, nor are we allowed to divide one posuk into two, because any posuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't complete or break up, we are not allowed to do so. If so, how comes we say at Hagbah, when we lift up the Sefer Torah, after Kriyas HaTorah, we all call out, Zoyis HaTorah, Asher Som Moshe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael, Al Pi Hashem v'yad Moshe. This statement is compounded by two half psukim. The first part, b'zois ha'toyro asher som Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael, is a posuk in Voes Chanan. And the second part, al pi Hashem v'yad Moshe, is part of a posuk in this week's Seder. So how can we combine two half psukim together? This goes against the rule of Kopsuke de Leposke Moshe Anan Leipaskino. The Mogen Avraham in Siman Nun Aleph raises a question. He says, Tomati al Haminig, I'm surprised about this Minig, where we see that the Moel says, he calls out V'cholos Imoy Habris, and he divides the Psukim together with the Sandik, which again is contrary to our rule of Kol Psukim de Leposke Moshe Anan Leposkinon. Many shuls now don't have that minig. They don't split it. But there was a minig in the time of the Mogen Avraham that both the Moel and the Sandik would split up this pasuk of Becholos Imoy Habris. Says the Mogen Avraham that in the same way as we find by the Shiro, when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yamsuf, Moshe Rabbeinu called out, Oshira Hashem, and Klal Yisrael answered back, Oshir al Hashem. And therefore, first Moshe Rabbeinu said his statement, and then Klal Yisrael said their statement. So we see that they could do it because it was split in two. And that, says the Mogen Avraham, that would be the heta, while we can do this as well. We can split it together between the Moel and the Sandek. But otherwise, for one person alone, it wouldn't be correct to split up one posik into two parts. The Mogen Avraham adds, in the name of the Rekeach, in Simen Shin Yutes, in the name of his brother Rabbi Chesker, that's what we find, that when we put the Sefer Torah back into the Ohr HaKodesh, we call out, Yehallelu es Shem Hashem, Kiniskov Shemoy Levadoi. And when we put it back, we don't add on Hoidoy al Eretz Veshemoyim as we do in Psuke de Zimmer. Again, we've got the problem. We're splitting up one posuk in two. Likewise, we find in Kedusha, we say Vekozel Zer Ve'omah, and then only later on we say Kodesh 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 Hashem Tzevokos, which is really a whole posuk. So again, this is contrary to the rule of Kol Psuke de Leposke Moshe Anan Leposkino. The Chasam Sofer in Tshuvas, in Or HaChaim Simen Yud, queer is the minig whereby we start off Friday night in Kiddush with these words, Vayhi Erev Vayivoyke Yom HaShishi, which is really the middle of a posuk. Because the posuk starts off, Vayal Ikim Eskol Asher Oso, Hashem saw everything that he did, referring to the Maaseh Bereishis, Vehine Toiv Ma'oid, and then the posuk finishes off, Vayhi Erev Vayivoyke Yom HaShishi. We don't start off like that. We just start off with Kiddush, with Vayerev Vayivoyke Yom HaShishi. What happened to the beginning of the posuk? Vayar Alekim Eiskol Asher Oso, V'netoiv Moed. Why do we omit that? Again, it's contrary to the rule of Kol Psuke Leposke Moshe Anan Lepaskino. Says the Chasam Sofer, the reason why we start off Kiddush Friday night with Yom HaShishi is because we want to combine and extract the Shem Hashem from these words. Because if you look carefully at the words Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShemayim, the first letters of these four words spell out the Shem Hashem. Yom is the Yud, HaShishi is the Hey, Vayichulu is the Vav, and Hashemayim is the Hey, which spells out Yudke Vovke, Hashem's name. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, we want to bring out the name of Hashem when we usher in the Shabbos. And therefore, that is the reason why it's really, besides the fact we want to use the Shem Hashem, but it wouldn't be nice to start off with the Kiddush with the beginning of that Pasuk, with Vayal, Ikim, Eskol, Asher, Oso, Vinei, Toiv, Mo'oid, because Chazal say, Toiv, Mo'oid, Harei, Zeh, Hamoves. And we don't want to start Kiddush with on such a morbid point. Furthermore, the Chasam Sofer brings in a tshuva in the name of Lamed Echad, which is mentioned in the Sefer of Mogen Giborim, that where there is an Esnachta or a Zokiv Koton, that is, if it's the end of the Pasuk, and you're allowed to be mafsik there. And therefore, it's understandable why we stop when we say, Yehallelu et Shem Hashem, Kiniskov Shemoy Levadoi, and we don't continue and say, Hoyd al Erez V'Shemoyim, because there's an Asnachta after the word Levadoi.
And Kol Halashon.
If there's an Asnachta, it's as if, Ki'ilu, it's the end of a Pasuk. In actual fact, the Chasam Sofer himself had a minig when after Hagba he would only say V'zois HaTorah Shesom Moshe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael. He wouldn't add on those few words Al Pi Hashem B'Yad Moshe, which comes from Boaz Chanan, and therefore it's a complete pasuk in its own right. And V'zois HaTorah Shesom Moshe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael has got nothing to do with Al Pi Hashem B'Yad Moshe mentioned in our seder. Likewise, Shabbos morning, when we make Kiddush, many people have the minig to start off the Kiddush, Al Kein Beilech Hashem Es Yoyim HaShabbos V'Yakadshehu, and then they make the Berucho Boyer Priyagofen. It's a sort of a shortcut they've made out of this Kiddush. They've shortened it by starting off with Al Kein Beilech. Now, Al Kein Beilech is in the middle of a Pasuk. The Pasuk doesn't start off with Al Kein Beilech Hashem. In fact, the Mishneh Berurah already, in Simen Resh Pei Tes, Sif Koton Beis, he points this out, that it's not correct when people start off the Kiddush with Al Kein Beilech Hashem Es Yoyim HaShabbos, because it's half a Pasuk. Again, that flies in the face of our klal, Ko Psukei D'Lei Poskei Moshe, Anon Lei Paskino. Admittedly, the Oruch HaShulchan is a little bit makel here and says it would be all right to start off with Al Kein Beilech. The Maamshik in Tshuvas, Oruch Chaim Simen Kuf Chof Dalet, he is makel, but he does say that you're not allowed to stop in the middle of a posuk, only if this pasuk, you're quoting the pasuk correctly, either because you have to say it, now's the time to say that pasuk, or you're saying it in a drosha. But if you're saying it only veloshen tzachas, you're saying it in a way that you're as an announcement, or you want to arouse people, like in the case of Kiddush, you want to bring the attention to people that you're making Kiddush, it's Shabbos today, it's not a normal Boyer Priyagofen, there would be some kind of heter to start off with Al Kein Beilech, because Al Kein Beilech is like an announcement. It's to awaken people that it's Shabbos. You're not saying it Bederech Kriya as you would say a Pasuk. The Kolboy is of the opinion that Dafka Torah Nevi'im would be also to be mafsik in the middle of a posuk. But when it comes to Ksuvim, let's say a posuk in Tehillim, there you would be allowed to split the posuk in two. But that is a little bit problematic, because why should there be a difference between Torah and Nevi'im and Iksuvim? After all, it's all Al Pi Hashem B'Yad Moshe. The Chai Odom in Klal Hei, Simon Beis writes, nearly, it appears to me, the Mutar Lo Yomer Chatzi Posuk, you would be allowed to say half a Posuk, even though you're saying the Shem Hashem. And therefore, says the Chai Odom, if he read by mistake and sang the wrong Nigunim and the Tamim, he would be allowed to carry on repeating it, even though he's not saying the whole Posuk, because he's completing the Posuk. But to say half a Posuk, Bederech Kriya, even without mentioning the name of Hashem, would be also, because of the rule of Kol Psuk Doloi Poske Moshe Nam Loi Paskino. And likewise, that would apply to Nevi'im and Ksuvim as well. L'chora, it seems, that the Chai Odom argues with the Kolboi, because the Kolboi is of the opinion that when it comes to Ksuvim, one is allowed to split the Psukim. The Nishmas Odom brings in the name of the Mogen Avraham, in the name of the Kolboi, that when it comes to Ksuvim, it would be Mutter. And he brings a raya from a Tosis in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, that even when it comes to Ksuvim, one isn't allowed to split the Psukim. We see that we're mafsik in the middle of Psukim in Tfilah. So he says, that's only Bederech Kriyas HaPsukim would be also to split the Psukim in two. But if you say it Bederech Tfilah, then you would be allowed, even if you say the name of Hashem. The Gemara says in Brochas, Daf Yud Beis Omad Beis, Bikshu Likvoya Parshas Bolok B'Kriyashma. The Chazal, the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla, wanted to insert the Parsha of Bolok into Kriyashma. Umipnei Malo Kavua. Why didn't they want to put it in there? Mishum Toyach Tziba. It's a tircha de tzibur to say that whole parsha, where we see when Bolo came along to over Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says, O my Tama rotze likvoya. What on earth has Parshas Bolok got to do with Kriya Shema? They say, because as the Pasuk mentioned there in Bolok, Korah Bilom, when he's trying to curse Cholila Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Korah Shochav Kohari Ucholovi Mi Yikimenu. He crouches down like a lion, and like a cub, a baby lion, Mi Yikimenu, who can arouse him? And Rashi explains that this part of the Pasuk, Korah Shochav Kohari, he crouches and lies down like a lion, and like a small cub, who can arouse him? That is in reference to what we say in Shema, B'shoch b'cho uvkumecho. When you lay down and when you get up. When you lay down, it's shochav k'ari, and uvkumecho is the equivalent to ucholovi mi yekimenu. Namely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guarding us and saves us when we lay down, we go to bed. We lay peacefully in our beds, and there it's korah shochav k'ari. He lies peacefully like a lion. Nobody can disturb a lion. Uchari, uchalovi mi yikemenu. And when he gets up in the morning, he gets up like a cub. Ask the Gemara, why don't we say this pasuk? Surely this is a problem of kopsuk der Moshe loy paskinon. Every pasuk which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't complete, we're not allowed to complete. So in any case, you wouldn't be able to say that part of the Pasuk, Korah Shochav Kari Yecholovi Mi Yikemenu. But, bearing in mind what we've been saying till now, that since we're not saying it, B'derech Kriya, we're not reading the Pasuk, it's just an announcement, where Bilam was praising Klal Yisrael, Korah Shochav Kari Yecholovi Mi Yikemenu, that would be the Heter. It's interesting that both Reb Chaim Volozhin and the Chasam Sofer explain the pasuk in the same way. In fact, the minig of Abchaim Veloshen was, after they did Hagbah, he would say, V'zois ha-Torah ashesom Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael al-pi Hashem yachanu v'al-pi Hashem yisu es mishmeres Hashem shomoru al-pi Hashem b'yad Moshe. So the Abchaim would insert in between V'zois ha-Torah ashesom Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael and what most of Klal Yisrael add in Al Pi Hashem Beyad Moshe, he would put in that missing part of the our posuk Al Pi Hashem Yachne as Mishmeres Hashem Shomoru. And both the Chasam Sofer and the Chaim explain the posuk in the same way. That what the posuk says, as Mishmeres Hashem Shomoru Al Pi Hashem Beyad Moshe, he means to say that those people who are oisik b'Torah, they are as mishmeres Hashem. They wait for Hashem. Mishmeres comes from the same word as we find by Yaakov Avinu after the brothers came back with their dreams and they reported it back to Yaakov Avinu. The pasuk says there, v'oviv shomar es hadova. It doesn't mean that Yaakov Avinu guarded what they said. Shoma means he waited. He wanted to see when would these dreams come true, which we know they did. So this is the pshat as mishmeres Hashem shomoru. They wait for Hashem. These people who are oisik b'Torah, they have the right to be boteach in Him. They have the right to put their trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look after them. And in return, Hashem will look after them. May it be the Rotzen now that we're living in these turbulent times of insecurity, the Almighty, the Ribbono Shel, should give us this sense of betochen, and we should realize whatever happens to us is really the Rotzen Hashem, even though we don't understand what's going on. Nevertheless, we should be oisik b'Torah as much as possible, as much as time allows, and be boiteach in Him, and in return for that, the Ribbono Shel Olam will look after us. As the pasuk says, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha, v'hu yechalkelecho. Good Erev Shabbos to everybody.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.